When it's time for your next real estate transaction, look to Helping the People for an innovative and socially conscious way to buy or sell a home. You'll be matched with a preferred realtor to lead you through the transaction professionally and efficiently. Plus, 25% of the commission is donated to support our veterans program. And that provides veterans with bathroom remodels for their service-connected injuries. So, you're looking to buy a home? Or it's time to sell yours? Give them a call at 833-694-6636 or visit helpingthepeople.org.
Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Wednesday signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Every month, Nin will choose a different topic, and each week she'll give you specific steps, content, questions, homework, downloads, documents, etc., to help you navigate life's highway and make your life more amazing. If you're committed to living a life of amplified aliveness in the year 2019 and beyond, which is right around the corner, then finally break through whatever is holding you back so you can make more money and more of an impact. Tune in every Wednesday throughout November and let Nin help you find your passion and expand your vision beyond what you think is possible, and then create the success blueprint for making it happen. Nin's Navigation is not just a show, but a soulful compass that will empower you to attract abundance of the wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. Nin's Navigation, connect with yourself before you connect with others. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And we're a resource, a platform, and a community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases good people doing good business and good things. And all of our experts and guests, all of their information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to check it out, begin to use it as a resource, a place where you can meet, hire, and learn from really good people doing good business and good things. And you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM, where we just had our 10th show trending. And our guest today, our expert, her show was trending. So we are on a roll here. I'm just glad that more people are going to be able to really get to know these good people that we are having showcased. So our topic for November is finding your passion. And my listeners, obviously, the ones that have tuned in know that that is my number one thing, is find that passion and really follow that bliss. And Nin's going to put us on a plan, give us all the tools and the information to kind of put that in a nice outline. And hopefully some people will be able to get that wonderful experience and take that to the next level. So all of the downloads and information on all the weekly topics for this month is, I made it simple. I put it on the homepage, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. Just look for the Nin Navigation banner, the listings of all the content that is going to be talked about for the next 4 weeks is there. And there's also the link for all of the downloads, which will get you the documents, the PDFs, the homework assignments, and some great support material to really help you find your passion and make this a very successful experience for everybody. And it's all free. So you can't ask for anything better than that. Like a lot of people say, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't necessarily want to spend money. I don't know who to listen to, because there's so many people out there that are trying to put information that they want to help you, or they think they can help you. This is actually somebody who does it for a living, who's really, really good at it. And she's going to be able to show you the way. So this way you get a sample of her work, you get a chance to know her, and you really are going to get some valuable information that you can take to make a difference in your own life. So today's show is Your Dream Worthy of You. Now, before I bring Miss Nin on to basically take the show away, let's all take a deep breath. And that's in through the nose and out through the mouth. You know, like you hear about on all these shows and the meditations and all that. Now, forget about all the noise of our days. And let's enjoy a quick little joke to get in the mood, and then we'll bring on Nin. So a father asked his daughter if she'd seen his newspaper. And she told him, Dad, newspapers are old school. And she said that people use tablets nowadays and handed him her iPad. Huh? That poor fly didn't stand a chance. And you know, I love the old jokes that have nothing to do with technology. So I thought that was a good one for today. So that little giggle in the back, that is our expert contributor, Nin, and we are now going to bring you Nin's Navigation. And this is every Wednesday, and I guarantee you, even if you're listening to a couple minutes of it, it is the opportunity to change your life and to make some great things happen here in the future. So Nin, my business leadership and consultant and coach and owner of Nin's Dreams, how are you today, my dear?
I'm doing good. No complaints.
Why don't you give the audience a little bit of what you're going to be delivering for this month of Find Your Passion, and then we can go right into the topic for today, which is your dream worthy of you?
Thanks, Michelle. Listeners, I won't be referring you as listeners. You are my friends. And the whole concept, the idea that Michelle and I developed about this November series is that we just have, let's say, 60 days to go for the year to end. And we have been thinking, what is the best way to end the year? And instead of looking at it at the ending of the year, we thought, let's focus on starting off a new year, how to begin this end as a new beginning. That's the thrill, and that's the main gist of why we started this series. So when we say that what we have to begin, what we have to do, it all comes to our own passion. It all comes down to what we want out of our lives, what we want to give to this world, how are we going to get to those goals, what should we do, and then we are kind of bombarded with so many of messages coming from within us and outside us about whether we should be doing it or whether we should not be doing it. And, you know, the failures, we start focusing on the failures. We don't discuss the success or the journey. So this entire program will help you to identify your dream, your passion, and then put you through a plan that you can follow. And if you follow, you will definitely get to your dream life, start building your dream life. Honestly, this is something that I have followed. And one of the episodes of this program, this whole series, is all about the achievements, the failures of my life, and then how things started shaping up and why and how this Nin's Dreams actually became a reality. You will learn that whatever I'll be talking to you throughout the series, whatever I'm going to share with you, this will definitely, if you follow, will give you the path to the journey that you have, that you intend to take in 2019 and build up your life, build up your dream life. Having said that, let's get into the episode now, which is everything about dreams. Michelle, if it's okay with you, can I start the whole thing now, or are there any questions that you think that needs to be answered before we begin our episode for today?
The only thing I do want to kind of reiterate is the fact that you are going to be sharing information that's very personal to you, and I think that's amazing, and I think that you deserve also a lot of credit for making yourself vulnerable to our friends that are trusting in you to deliver content, but also a real experience, and it's going to make it a better overall journey for them, because you just mentioned you're going to share with them some of the things that you went through that were maybe disappointments or challenges. And I think that with, like you said, all this noise and all these people out there that are delivering information, the ones that actually do share those kind of experiences are the real ones. You know, those are the ones that you want to maybe listen to a little bit more so, because they can relate. So I appreciate you deciding to do that. You didn't have to. I mean, you could make this all, my life is amazing and everything I've always done is perfect, which sometimes that's how people come across. So, you know, being authentic like that and genuine makes all the difference in the world. And I really think that that is going to make this entire series very unique and hopefully be able to allow people to maybe put their guard down and, you know, just realize that we're all still human beings at the end of the day, regardless if we have an amazing company or we're doing so well in our business or our lives just seem to be great. And, you know, that's it makes us all more real and more human. So I just wanted to say thank you for deciding to do that. We obviously didn't talk about that kind of an in-depth way of what you were going to do. I wanted you to just kind of let me know what you wanted to do there. And I think your decision to do that's going to make all the difference in the world. So thank you for being truthful.
Thank you so much. I think, Michelle, if we have to talk to people, we have to be open and honest. And people should not see only the successful or the shiny part of any human being or any success or any business. But it is very important for everyone to understand that there is a whole big journey, a whole big thing, mess, chaos, stress, and disbelief, failures, which all come together with one honest conviction to win, to do something out of passion. And that's where the success comes. So if you have to tell your success story, you should be honest enough or authentic enough to tell people that the success didn't just come because it was there. You actually worked for it and the sacrifices that you made. That helps others to open up and see their lives as, yes, we have gone through something. Everybody goes through it, but then it's up to us to overcome and move on. So with that positive note, friends, let's get into the dream thing. As you can see that I have named my company as Nin's Dream. Most of you don't know, but Nin is the name that my father used to call me. And dreams is like, you know, the whole thing, the whole concept of building this company or this organization with my friend was that, you know, we help others to overcome the failures and get their dreams come true. So when we talk about passion, when we talk that, okay, even if you have to start a business, you have to start a new career, you are in a relationship or you are thinking to get into the relationship, you are a friend, but then you think of getting serious. There are so many things that come to your mind and disturb your soul positively and negatively also. So here today, I am going to help you understand that whether the dream that you want to happen, the dream life that you're thinking or you would strive, is that dream really worthy of your efforts? That's the core of this program. The reason why I am emphasizing so much, and this is something that I keep on repeating with my clients also, friends, family, that don't ever underestimate yourself by saying, can I achieve this dream? So when you ask this question to yourself, can I achieve this dream, is a way of saying that I am not capable of. You're underestimating your own self. And so you are beginning with self-doubt. I would want all of you to shift your focus towards, is the dream worthy of my energy? Should I be spending time on it? Will it give me the results that I want? That should be the approach. And throughout the program, by the end of the program, you will be ready to test your dream and get to it. And yes, this is what I want. This is the dream that would take me to live a life that I want to live. Now, I would request all of you to understand that there are two parts of every human being. One is the part that is wanting to go forward, that has a desire to success, to win big. And the other is the part that is always the dominating part. And that is why I should do it. Why now? Why should I be risking myself? That's the self-doubt part And unfortunately, that is always the dominating part. What I want all of you, all my friends, is to understand that today I will be talking to a part of you that wants to move forward. I know there is a part of you arguing why you can't, why you cannot do it, but that part is not what is important to me. The part that I want to talk to you about is the part that intends, that wants to move forward. And for today, just tune off, just turn off the button, the noise that is saying, that argues with you, that whether I can do it, why should I do it, am I capable of? I don't want you to get into that part. Just listen to the part that wants to move forward. That's the first step that we take today. And then we move forward with the dream. So before we move forward to the dream test that has the five components, I would ask a question. And you, since we are not going live, so you don't have to answer me, but just think. The question is that what happened in 1969? It's like a universal thing that happened in 1969. I wanted to ask this question, that what happened in 1969?
I don't know the I don't know the answer. It's like I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm doing it, going through my brain, and
so Michelle,
I can't tell you.
Yeah, so Michelle was
I failed the test.
She doesn't know.
Oh no! Yes. I got an F.
In 1969, we went to moon and returned safely. So why I'm asking this question is because before 1969, the invisible laws of like the gravity and whatever you say, you know, those laws existed even before 1969. How we are going to breathe, how are we going to go accelerate, take the rocket or spaceship or whatever, all the laws existed even before 1969. But what happened in 1969 is that we had the awareness. We just thought that, yes, we can do it. The awareness that men can go to the moon and return safely, when it happened in 1969, we actually did that. To sum up, prior to 1969, it's not that we didn't have the laws. We just didn't have the awareness to harness those laws to go to moon and return safely. And this is an example I'm giving you to understand that your dream exists, breathes in you. It's just that it has not been alive yet because you're not aware of it. So you have to open up and talk to yourself, take a deep breath, sit aside and think, where is the dream? Why is it sleeping right now? What is holding it back? And when we say that, we have few things that I don't know if you people take it as negative. Usually most of us take negative, and I have done that too. Trust me, I have done that too. So there is something called longing, and there is something called discontent. You have to focus yourself. You have to listen to both your longing and your discontent to understand your dream. Why I'm saying this is because longing is kind of a flash of an idea. Longing for more is when life is seeking more. It's like you long for a beautiful house, or maybe to write a book, become a bestseller. You want to be a celebrity. You want to be an extraordinary chef. You want to have a soulmate. You want to travel the world. That's the longing. That's what you want to do. That's a flash of an idea. When it comes to you, it brightens you up. It lights you up. And the second thing is discontent. Discontent is where life is actually speaking to you. You are unhappy. You are uncomfortable in a situation and you want, and that's the discontent. I don't want to do this. I'm not happy. I want to write a book. I'm unable to write it. I'm writing for others. Why I can't write for myself? That kind of discontent. I'm living in a two-bedroom house. I want to buy a bigger house. The discontent is actually leading you towards the longing, and it's the inner voice of yours which is asking you to step ahead and move on and take care of that dream. Start working towards that dream. So you have to notice whatever is happening around you, whatever voice is coming from within you. You see, we all have 365 days a year. And your neighbor, your son, your brother, your partner, your husband, your father, your mother, name it. Every human being that you know or you don't know has just 365 days a year. They don't get any extra time. Celebrities, most successful people, they also have the same time as you have. It's just that they have identified their dreams, committed to it, and then they are working towards it and making it happen. It doesn't mean that they have more than 24 hours in a day. You are nothing less than anyone else. Everybody, the most successful person on this earth, whomever you think is that person is, has exactly the same resources as you have. It's just how they use it. And when I say resources, I'm not talking about the money. I'm not talking about the inheritance that you get from your parents or your grandparents or anybody. I'm not talking about the resource, those resources. I'm talking about the resources that God has given you, your gifts. So you have 365 days a year. Whomever you think is a successful person have the same 365 days a year to work. You have 24 hours a day. That person has 24 hours a day. You have a mind which can think both positive and negative. That person has a mind that thinks both positive and negative. What is the difference? The difference is that person made time, made an effort to listen to his or her longing, to understand his or her discontent in a positive way, identify the dream, had kind of done the dream test in their own way, and decided that this is what it is, and no, whatever it takes, I am going to do it and make it possible. Friends, I would encourage you, I would request you, please focus on your positive thoughts and just let the negative piece sleep for a while. Send your negativity for a walk. Just leave it and just listen to your own self. Now, if we have to talk about the dream, if you have a paper and pen, fair enough. If not, then just think it in your mind. Visit the four domains of your life. And what are the main four domains of anyone's life? It's health, relationships, career, business, finances, and contributions. These are the main core of anyone's life. I would like you to just let yourself free and think that if you have to dream something, what would that be? Gender, age, race, money, time, they don't matter, regardless of what it is. What is that you want to do? I mean, if you ask me today, Nin, what is your dream? And I would just take a moment and I'm ready to answer that, right? Because I would think about things that are not existing at the moment. If your dream is easy, if your dream is not big enough, it's not your dream. So for me, my dream is to write a book, and just not a simple book. I want to write a book about my life, share all the experiences, let the world know, get on the top of the world and say, see, this is what it is. This is me, the real me. These are my scars. Read them, learn from them, and move on. I mean, I really want to do that. And that dream makes me really happy. It gives me life. And it will be answering all the questions. I'll tell you how it will. But before I do that, I would really want you all to go through everything. What is that you want in terms of health? What is the dream thing that you wanted? I mean, if you have to live a dream life, what would your health be like? Your relationships, how would that be? Are you imagining your life with, even if you're not married now, are you imagining a life with your soulmate, partner? How are you looking around for kids? All that stuff, right? Just don't worry about how that will happen. Just start, you know, putting those things together. That your dream life, what will it be? How your health would be? How your relationships would be? Career, business, do you want a corporate career? You want to rise. You want to be world's best medical professional. You want to be the world's most successful lawyer. Or you want to have a billion-dollar business. Or build an empire. What would that be? What would you be in that dream life? Your finances. When I say finances, it's like you're not only just paying the bills and ready to buy a couple of gifts on Thanksgiving for your family. It's finances where you have enough to, you know, fulfill the wishes, the desires, the needs of your family, your friends. And in addition to it, you are able to give to the community also. What is the cause? When I say contribution, it's like, what are you going to contribute? Why are you on this earth? To eat, make babies, and die? Is that what you're here for? No, my dear, no. That's not what you're here for. The source, the God, whoever it be, there is a power above all of us, and it has sent us into this world with a purpose. You need to look at that purpose, right? So when you are looking in the areas of health, relationship, career, business, finances, and contributions, and you have a dream that, you know, oh, if I do this, I will be healthy, I will be going to, you know, my own spa daily, or maybe I'll go to that gym or whatever, I'll have my personal instructor, and all these, just think, go on, keep adding value to your dream, that this is what I want to be one day, and I will be giving this to the community, maybe helping the girls get education, or maybe, you know, building houses for poor. I mean, I feel upset when I see people on the road. I don't want homeless people. I really want to build proper houses for them where they could eat and live happily and with respect and dignity, whatever that be, right? So your dream, when you think about that dream and you start walking into that dream, the feel, and start thinking it as a reality, that should give you satisfaction. That should give you passion. That should give you energy to live. Amplified aliveness, the word that Michelle used, that's what we are talking about. That your dream should be big enough to answer all your longings, to satisfy all your discontent. That is the dream. And that dream is always bigger than yourself. If today you have to dream that my dream is to get a job, today I'm earning $5,000, my dream is to earn $10,000 next month. Okay, fine. What if the taxes go up? You have another baby. So your dream is too small. You're again struggling. Your dream should be, and what will you be giving to your community? What if you have to buy a designer bag? I mean, we are all humans. We all have those cravings, right? So your dream should, I mean, I am the kind of a coach who will not tell you to become a priest, who will not tell you that trying to look good, wear good, you know, is bad. I always say to my clients that whatever you want to do in your life, You should be able to do that if it doesn't hurt anyone. And at the same time, it should bring some value to the world. So when you are leaving the world behind, you are leaving it a little better than you found it. That's what the core is. And having said that, I would like you to go through the 5-point dream test. Now when you know, all through these past 10 minutes, I have been telling you what is a dream, a true dream, how it should make you feel. So now when you have identified your dream, and I shared one of mine with you, to be an author and just not an author. I don't want to write fantasy. I don't want to write about fairy tales. I don't believe in fairy tales. I don't believe in Prince Charming. And I don't want people who have those beliefs, I'm not questioning their beliefs. I have nothing to do with that. But I want to be the author, somebody who is writing core truth, and at the top of my lungs, at the top of the world, I'm standing and I'm telling people, read this. This is the life that I lived. These are my scars. I was squashed. I was beaten, etc., etc. I won. I cried. I was hurt. I was alone. I was happy. I was dancing. I was unable to walk. I was sick. I was really healthy. I had beautiful hair. I don't have those now. You know, all that stuff. And why I want that, why I want to write that? Now I start connecting it with the 5 domains. When I write that book, that means in simple words, I want to be the bestseller. And if I become a bestseller, best author, international bestseller, what will happen? I will be living the life of my dream. I will have relationships, the people, the friends who have stood with me in my tough times and my happy times. I will hold their hands and say, okay, let's celebrate together. You know somebody who is the bestseller, world international bestseller. You know somebody. That person is your friend. That's me. I'm helping those people, whatever problems they have. They know where to go to. Help. I'm a diabetic. And if I become the bestseller, if I have that kind of money, I'll be able to spend it on myself, on many things that I don't do right now. And then, on career and business, since I'm an international bestseller, I'm expecting my business, my career, to be big enough where people would say, go to Nin. She's the person who will transform your lives. I'll have more clients coming to me. And then, finances, as an international bestseller, you know what it happens. All finances taken care, and then comes the contributions part. And that's the important part. Am I giving back to the world? And I really want to do things around women empowerment. That's very close to my heart. I really want girls to get education. So I will have a bigger platform. I can go to third world countries. I can go to people here in the States, start within my community where students are unable to go. I would work around student loans, and this is all. So my dream is big. Apparently, it's like, so when I say I want to be an international bestseller and earn billions of dollars, I don't shy about it because I know when I get to that position, there is so much that I have to do because that's the purpose of my life. That's why I am here. And that is why I encourage you people that if your dream is to have a big business, if your dream is to make billions of dollars, you don't have to shy about it. You don't have to. It's good. But then it should cover all the other important domains of your life. It should be answering all the important domains of your life. And so, having said that, I would like all of you, if you have already printed the PDF, downloaded the PDF, have it on your screen, or you have printed it, let's walk through those questions. Let's see if your dream is worthy of you. Now you have a dream. So let's go through the dream test. I have gone through my dream test. I would invite all of you to do your dream test. So once you decide, once you are aware of what your dream is, test it. It's a kind of an acid test, what we call. And let's see if it's worthy of our time. Do we really need to spend time on that? And if it's not, feel bad about it. You're not lost. You're not hopeless. You are a miracle that has happened in this world. You are here with a purpose. Maybe you don't know right now. As I said, remember in the beginning, 1969, moon, returning back safely from moon. So everything was there. It's just the awareness. So if today, whatever your dream is, doesn't pass this 5-point question, doesn't mean that it's wrong or you should give up. Just try working around it. See how you can expand that. And then you are there. You can go to the moon and return safely. You can make history, right? So our first question is, does your dream give you life? Do you feel an amplified aliveness when you imaginally step inside that dream? I already took you through my dream, and I asked you to join me in the journey. Just leave everything behind. Think whatever your dream as a reality. Put it into present tense. You know, consider me as your English teacher who wants you to do the present tense today. Just forget about if, that, what, when, why, who. No. Nothing of that sort. Does your dream give you life? And when we talk about life, life in all its wholesome value. That means when you think about it, do you feel good? You feel happy? You feel passionate? You feel being celebrated? And all this, your money matters, your career, where you want to be. I mean, does it really give you life? Think about it. And if it does, let's move to the next question. But if for some reason you feel, no, it's not, let me tell you, my friend, it's not that your dream is small. It's that you are giving space to that negative person in you to stop you thinking boldly. It's stopping you. So answer that before you go to question number 2 and get answers for that. The second question, does your dream align with your core values? This is so important. This is so very important. Keep one thing in mind. Whether it's your life, it's your relationship, whatever it is, your inner core, your little voice inside you, that's the person, that's the voice that never lies. You can lie at any point. Your friends can lie to you. Anybody, lie is such a common thing. But the inner little voice inside you will never, ever lie to you. And I keep repeating this, and this is so important, that your force, your life force, your inside little voice, that will never, ever lie to you. So when I say, does your dream align with your core values? I don't want to be an author by, let's say, writing something just to make money. That's not me, right? So my authentic core value is that I want to share the truth. And if my dream doesn't align with it, that means there is something wrong somewhere. Your real dream will never ask you to be out of alignment or to mute or to sacrifice your inner authentic core values. When your dream is in alignment with everything you care about, your commitment to manifesting it in your reality will be stronger than ever before. Keep that in mind. The happiness and fulfillment you will experience when you manifest your dream will be worth everything you gave to receive it, if it is in alignment with your core values. And this is very important. This show is available throughout. Whenever you get a chance, just make sure that you rewind, play it again and again, and listen to this piece that I shared with you right now. These words that I spoke to you. Because the day I share my story with you, which is like after a couple of weeks on this show again, you will understand why I was emphasizing or why I'm emphasizing on this, that your inner core values should not be compromised. So that's your question number two to be answered. And I gave you an example of about me as an author and the writings and all that stuff. And the reason is, like, I'm not saying that my dream is the biggest and the best, and that is why I've given you that example again and again. It's just that we need something to hold on to refer to. So this is like, you know, something as an example. And I felt that my personal example should make more sense rather than me picking up something from the world. So that's the reason. Because I exactly know where I do mistakes and where I am really good. So, number three question, is your dream going to require that you grow? This is so beautiful, and I love this question. I'm passionate about question number two that I asked, that I told you about, that is your dream in alignment with your core values? But I just love this question, which is your dream going to require that you grow? You have to allow your dream to build you, not just you build the dream. Read it again. It's there on the PDF. Read it again, loud and clear. You have to allow your dream to build you, not just you build the dream. Now, how this goes. We all say work, win your dream, make it happen, build your dream. But during that journey, it is really important that you are also growing as a human being. That's really important. And if you're not growing as a human being, and when I say as a human being, it covers both your your inner self and also what the world sees you as an author, a doctor, an engineer, a chef, a beautician, or whatever, right? So is it growing you? For example, because I'm a life coach, a consultant, business consultant, so if I look back, let's say, 4 years back, 5 years back, as a corporate, I have a successful corporate career as well. So if I look back 5 years back, I was so different. And when I say different, I knew a few things. I didn't know a few things. I was hoping that one day I would be a speaker, but I wasn't a speaker. And I would train people for sales, but then I wasn't as good as I am today. So if I look back 5 years, fast rewind 5 years back, it's like 2018, so let's say 2030. I was such a different person. I was struggling with my fears, my self-doubt. I was successful, but there were things that I was struggling with. And fast forward 2018, it's a total different me. I've grown. And I want all of you to have the dream. And it's my dream that made me grow. And I want all of you to have that kind of dream that will help you grow as a person. I grew up as a mom. 2013, my kids were young. I would always think, you know, that I have to pamper them, keep them clothed, et cetera, et cetera. I was in self-doubt. I was worrying about them. I thought the world is going to, you know, crumble down if my kids cry. They don't have to cry. I mean, I have to take care of them, all that. And fast forward 5 years, I look at my sons and I see, oh, my God, I have grown as a mom. I have confidence in them that they are human beings. They can take care of themselves. They can go. They can take decisions. and their decisions would be right. I have to stand beside them as a friend, not as a dictator. That's the mother that I wanted to be, that I have grown to be. So, you know, you grow in positive way. 2013, I was just taking care of few women around me. 2018, I am the business mentor at Sherry Blair Foundation in UK, and I'm helping women in African countries to build their businesses. I'm supporting single mom movement around the world. And I'm reaching out to women entrepreneurs to grow. So my dream has helped me to grow big. I have better relationships with my kids. I have better relationship with my best friend of more than 30 years. We were just friends. Today we are partners in the business. We have grown. We argue. We celebrate. We challenge. We accept. It wasn't there. So every passing moment, today I am with all of you on this podcast. Today, Michelle, who herself has a show which has so much of credibility, is ready to, you know, like put me as an expert because she thinks that I will be adding value. I'm like helping her get to her dream of bringing more value in people's lives. So it helped me to grow. And that is what I'm asking all of you to do, that you should have a dream which should help you to grow. And because I'm involved in so many things, I want my health to be at its best. I make sure I take my insulin on time. I was not too good at that. I would skip my meals. I would, you know, like cheat on my meals. But now I don't do that because my dream doesn't want me to do that, doesn't expect me to be mean and dishonest with it. So I have to take care of myself. I have to be healthy to do this podcast and talk to you people with so much of energy and passion. I can't do this lying in the bed with high or low blood sugar levels. So concentrate. Your dream should make you grow. That's what the example is all about. And then we move to our question number 4, which is, do you need help from a higher power? Do you know every single thing that needs to be done to bring about your dream? If you do know, now this is important piece. If you do know every single thing that needs to be done, then your dream isn't big enough. It's just a worthy goal. Read it again. You have this PDF. So, you know, if at the beginning you would know that, okay, this is my dream and this is what I have to do. You have a set thing and it's happening. So it's just a goal. It's just like delivering a project to your boss. Your dream shouldn't be like that. Your dream should make you, should challenge you. You have to take different steps. I'm sure, I mean, Michelle can support that. Whatever success she has gained today, she must have made numerous changes in her plan. Nothing was known to her at the beginning. She had the dream, but at every point, at every turn, she made some changes because the challenges were bigger. Same happened with me. And if you look in like within yourself, whatever life you have done till now, spent till now, you must have made different changes, little tweaks here and there, or big changes. And then what happens is that when you take the risk, these are called risks, right? You have whether, like coming to US was a risk for me. I took that. It wasn't written anywhere. You know, I just took that risk because I had to, because my dream was asking me to do that. So I had to. And this part, I know you will be confused as why about this example, but you will get to know when we talk about my life in the next third episode. But then, you know, what I'm saying is that when you are ready to take the risk, when you are positive, when you believe in yourself, there's a power, a universal power, whether you call it God, universe, something bigger than us, helps us, guides us through, and make that dream come true. But it only happens, every kind of energy, every kind of support, every kind of help comes to you when you really are committed and honest with what you want to do. So if your dream needs higher support, that means your dream is big. It is challenging you to grow, and that's important. And the fifth question is, I know because I know Michelle for quite some time now, I think if Michelle had to do a dream test, she will start with question number five as the first. You know? And that is there some good in your dream for others, right? So your dream, when becomes reality, should be of some value and support for others. So this is very, very important. Obviously, as I said, that, you know, if you have money, if you have energy, if you have health, if you have all those things, you need to give back to your community. You need to help others, go beyond your circle and try to help as many people as possible, try to connect people, help them grow, you know. So if your dream is, if it is only about you, it's not good enough. It has to expand. It has to spread its wings and go beyond that. When we say that it has to have good for others, your dream, in order to have full support of the universe, must in some way make a difference for good in the world. If you want others to support you, if you want God to support you, if you want your family to support you, you should be willing to give others something. And it's not mean of them to ask for anything. You have to give it from your heart. And it's really important that you give from your heart. You, whether it's your time, you volunteer some work. I do a lot of volunteer work with West Haven Chamber of Commerce. I do volunteer work for women entrepreneurs. I do volunteer work wherever there is some chance of giving some kind of energy to women empowerment or bring any positivity, whether it's men or women. Some kind of, you know, like justice, equality, all that stuff. So, you know, if there is an opportunity, I would definitely go and extend. But you can only do that if your plate is full. If you are yourself struggling with your bills, your relationships, your career, your business, even if you want, you won't be able to do that, right? So your dream should give you time and energy, should give you that uplift to do something for others. And with that note, I would request all of you, you have all the connections, all the, you know, way to reach out to Michelle and me. So go through your dream test. Our November series is all about you guys. And as I said, it's me talking to you, the part of you that wants to move forward. Whatever your dream is, do your dream test. And if you need our help to, you know, get you to a point where you are struggling or you are challenged and you need an answer, so please open up, come to us, talk to us, and just don't stay stuck at any point. If you don't manifest what you want to be, if you don't believe what you want to be, if you don't envision the version of you that you want to become, if you allow people to tell you that you are not good enough, you can't do it, trust me, my friends, you are being unfair to yourself. Don't do that. Trust your dream. Do this test. Commit yourself. And you are there. The winner. The purpose that you are here for. That's all that I have to say about this. Michelle, if you think I missed anything or we at any point needs more elaboration, please let me know.
I think you did a phenomenal job of giving yourself an introduction to an amazing series that we've put together. It was a great opening. The overview of what's going to transpire in people's lives, I think, was very, very powerful. And you were very authentic with some of the things that you shared too. And that's really important for people to be able to relate to that. But the most important thing was you gave specific action items for people to think about. And a lot of the times there's a lot of fluff in a lot of these free opportunities or messages or podcasts or, you know, 5-day series, all this kind of stuff. where there's not necessarily something where you really can make a difference in regards to how you're going to restructure your life. And I think a lot of times people don't take the time to really look at some of these questions and get the answer from inside to see what really is going to make a difference or what the meaning is or what they really want. So the content is there. The opportunity is there for everybody. If they go to the website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com, and on the NINS navigation banner, it shows right there, there's a link to download documents for the whole series. So that way you have these items in front of you. Even if you don't work on it with us every single week and it takes you a while to get started, that's okay. The information's there. You're putting together this journey, this path, where you're navigating them through, as I did in the intro, you know, life is that highway, and you're there to navigate people through it if they're willing to, participate. So we're giving them, everyone, the tools, the information, and a place where they can get the content and feel that they're amongst friends. And I'm glad that you mentioned that in the beginning. Instead of saying listeners in the audience, you said friends. I think I'm going to start transitioning that myself because I wrote it down. There's a lot of stuff that I didn't write down during the show, and I always do that. I think a lot of times these shows are more of a learning experience for me or therapeutic, and the content that I get and the ideas and the inspiration that I get from experts such as yourself has made a huge difference in my life. So I appreciate you taking the time to share this because it makes a difference and it makes better what I do. And it also gives me encouragement to keep putting in that effort to get in touch with more people or to have other types of topics. So there's a better quality of people that we're sharing information. You know, it's part of the big picture. We're all somehow working together in this big world. And I'm just thankful that you're now part of our community and you're going to be delivering such great things for our friends that are listening to what we have to deliver. So you're a rock star, my dear. You hit it out of the ballpark and you can hear the emotion. And I think that makes it all much, much, much better of an experience for everybody. Thank you for taking the time to really get into it today, to give everybody an amazing overview of what to expect, give them specific items to think about. Once you start to go through this process, you're going to have ups and downs, and it could happen within, you know, the hour that you're sitting on it, or maybe the 2 or 3 days where you're really high and then you get really low and then you get frustrated and then you're thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. But it's okay. It's part of the process, right? Because you got to get all this stuff out, try to kind of figure it out. And God has his own set of time frames. So if you've gone through these steps, and you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, but it's taking longer than what you want, that's okay. He's got a bigger picture, and sometimes his time frame is different for whatever reason. Maybe you needed to meet somebody else before something took the next step. So don't be frustrated that it doesn't happen overnight. But these tools that NINS gave you is going to get you on that path. And if it turns out this is something that you should be pursuing, keep at it, but just have patience because, you know, God's timing's a little different than ours and he's the guy running the ship. So we just have to be patient. So with that being said, is there anything you want to say in closing out before we let our friends go on to the rest of their day?
I would just wish them all the best and just believe in yourself and your dreams. Believe, do it. If you don't believe in yourself, let me believe in your dreams. What I'm trying to say is that if you need somebody to believe in you, let me and Michelle be those people. We believe in you. We believe in your dreams. We believe in you as a genuine human being. So just step up and start flying.
I think that's a perfect way to end a wonderful show. If everybody is interested in coming back next week, which I hope that they are, we're going to be talking about discovering your why. So that is going to take everything to the next level. Again, go to the website, everythinghomepodcast.com, download the documents. It's right there under NINS navigation. Get ready for next week, which is Discover Your Why. We want you to make sure that you go through and really understand what this week was all about. Is your dream worthy of you? And if you're ready to take it to the next level or you have questions, NINS phone number is on the website. and her website's all listed there. So you, all you have to do is click on it. You don't even have to pick up the cursor. You don't even have to move the mouse. It's just, you could click right there and it'll get you there. So if you have specific questions and you're having challenges, she's there to help you, and she's not going to charge you. She's going to be able to 1 hour consult to anybody that is ready to just even have a conversation during the series, that's going to be an open line of communication, because we really feel that there's a reason that we should be helping people on a deep level. So please feel free to reach out to her if you're stuck, or if you've got questions, or if you need another layer of help. But again, Nin, I appreciate you so much. I think this is going to be a really amazing experience for everybody, all of our friends, and even ourselves, as you said. And number three, some of the things that we do on our dream is to require that we grow. And I have a feeling that you and I are going to be different people come December 1st. And I'm looking forward to that also. I hope that everyone enjoyed the first episode of Nin's Navigation. For the month of November, we are talking about finding your passion. And today's show was, is your dream worthy of you? Again, if you go to the website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com, you could download all of the documents, the homework, and the PDFs in order to follow along and to join us in this journey that we are taking you on. So tune in next Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about Discover Your Why. And Nin's Navigation is going to be every Wednesday in the month of November, where we're talking about finding your passion. And remember, all of our guest information are experts, and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to start using it as a resource so you can learn from our experts, get to know them, use their resources, maybe hire them. Good people doing good business and good things. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. I appreciate you listening, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us every Wednesday in November so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to find your passion.